Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me right now is Dr. Eli Karmon, who is an Israeli political scientist, a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. He joins us right now. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Karmon?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you very, very much for the time. Talking about the hostage release, why is Hamas suspending the release of hostages?
We are in a very serious crisis just now because of various factors. Hamas was very much worried by the President Trump's proposal of relocation of all the Palestinian population from Gaza to Egypt and Jordan, possibly. And also by the fact that they accuse Israel of not respecting all the clauses of the interim agreement, this phase one. From the point of view of Israel, it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu also is not interested in arriving to the second phase, because this would mean the end of the war, complete end of the war, and it would imperil, put in danger his coalition government. And now we see a new declaration of President Trump, very aggressive vis-a-vis Hamas, even declaring that supports a return to fighting if all the hostages are not released in one moment. And this is, I think he is right, because for many of the Israelis, it was a necessity that all the hostages be liberated altogether, because there is the threat or the possibility that Hamas will leave some of them in their hands in order not to be threatened after the end of the deal.
Dr. Karmon? Not sure what's going on. But if you want to weigh in, by the way, if you've got any questions for my guest, Dr. Eli Karmon, you're welcome to send them through. +27 61 895 1019. He's an Israeli political scientist. We're talking about why Hamas is suspending the release of hostages. So what's so interesting is that one of the breaking stories right now is that the family of the hostages, Gali and Ziv Berman, have received a sign of life. So that's part of the mental torture, right? So Hamas suspends the hostage release, but then releases proof of life, which they haven't done in 499 days. It's actually diabolical on a whole new level. Let's see if we've got Dr. Eli. No, we haven't got Dr. Eli. We're going to play some music while we try and get Dr. Eli back. I do want to, I'll also take a look at your messages. So that's all coming up right after this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Karmon, are you back?
I'm still here, but I didn't hear you, your side.
Ah, okay. So apparently we were having a bit of a technical issue.
I don't know where we stopped or where you stopped the interview.
Okay. So you were talking about the about suspending the release of the hostages and the mental, how Hamas is using the psychological warfare.
Hamas is trying to give a message to its own population, first of all, to its supporters, but also to the Arab world and to Israel, that it still controls the Gaza. It's still an important factor in the conflict with Israel. And this is one of the reasons that they provoke such kind of shows, I would say, very cynical shows, in order to provoke not only the hostages and their families, but also the entire Israeli population. Once at least the Israeli pressure has succeeded, because they organize it in an order not to endanger. In one moment, it was 2 weeks ago, the hostages were in the danger of being lynched by the population around them. But at the same time, they became more sophisticated by those messages, including the signing by the Red Cross. You see, the Red Cross is signing on a stage the confirmation of receiving the hostages, and the hostages are pressed live to speak in favor of Hamas. This is a provocation that Israel should not accept.
Yeah. So where to from here? I mean, what advice could you give us with your knowledge? You know, as lay people watching this, often we become almost like the emotional punching bags of, you know, up when there's release of when Hamas releases proof of life like they just have for the family of the hostages of Gali and Ziv Berman, who've received this morning sign of life. So we celebrate, but then we see emaciated people who have clearly been tortured with the hollow eyes. They look just like Holocaust survivors. How do we rationalize this in our own minds to make it more palatable, if there's such a possibility?
It was well known that the physical and psychological situation of our hostages is horrible. The government knew, the intelligence agencies knew it, and even the families, although they didn't speak too much until the last vision of those older men, which everybody compared with the people which were liberated from the Holocaust camps in Germany. But unfortunately, our government has not done sufficiently in order to, as I said, to achieve such an agreement 7 months ago. We know from the President Biden's declaration, and even Steve Witkoff, which is the representative of President Trump in the region, that in May 2024, already the agreement was definite and possible. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, in my opinion, did everything possible to give it as a token to President Trump, because they were signing the agreement 1 day before the President Trump's inauguration ceremony.
Are you saying that this is political? No, it's gone again. All right, that's where we're going to leave it with Dr. Karamon. Unfortunately, some technical bugs and gremlins. Okay.